President Trump today called Iran's supreme leader an easy target, but said that he's not looking to, quote, kill him, but that could change. The clear threat against supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is a significant escalation of Trump's position over the last week. He previously had distanced himself from Israeli military action against Iran, but now he is taking some credit. NPR's Franco Ordonez joins us from the White House with the latest. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Franco, I know that the president cut his trip to the G7 summit in Canada short because of this escalating conflict. What has he been doing since?
Yeah, he got back early this morning, and this afternoon he huddled with his national security team in the Situation Room for about an hour. That was after he issued the pointed threats and warnings. Trump said, quote, "We now have total and complete control over the skies over Iran," and called for Iran to unconditionally surrender. Now, this is really a significant escalation in a conflict that now is into its fifth day. On the way back from Canada, reporters on Air Force One actually asked Trump what he wants to see happen now, and he told them he wants something bigger than a ceasefire.
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that would be permanent.
Yeah, or giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
Okay, Franco, we've been tracking this, and as I understand it, the president previously was leaning into negotiations rather than military strikes, right?
Yeah, and this is really a significant pivot for Trump. I mean, when Israel launched its strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities last week, the White House emphasized that the U.S. was not involved. But now Trump's suggesting that the U.S. is involved. I mean, he's saying things like, we have total control of the skies. We know where the supreme leader is hiding. I mean, he's taking more ownership. You know, he went on to say that the supreme leader is safe for now, but indicated that that could change if civilians were targeted or American soldiers.
So no more diplomacy then?
No. I mean, it doesn't appear that he is even interested in diplomacy. I mean, he dismissed comments by the French president that Trump left early to seek a ceasefire. I mean, here is more of what Trump said on Air Force One when he was asked about negotiating.
The cities have been blown to pieces. They've lost a lot of people. They should have done the deal. I told them, do the deal. So I don't know. I'm not too much in a mood to negotiate.
Now, he's also saying, though, that he may send Vice President J.D. Vance and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to negotiate with Iran.
Now, the U.S. has assisted with defense efforts of Israel. What are the chances, do you think, of deeper U.S. involvement?
You know, I mean, that's the big question, and it's the one that was likely the focus of these talks in the Situation Room today. I mean, I will say he's drawing a red line in certain areas with attacks on U.S. soldiers, with civilians, and he's leaving his options open. Now, some of his allies are pushing him to get more involved, such as Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, while other lawmakers, such as Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, are working to block any U.S. military involvement in the conflict without congressional approval. And just look at what he is signaling in his own words. You know, we this, we that. Again, he is taking ownership. And he says, quote, our patience is wearing thin. He's really blurring the lines of U.S. interests and Israeli interests. These are deliberate choices of words. I mean, it's so different than just what he was offering. I mean, it's very different than just offering Israel support.
That is NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez with the latest. Thank you so much, Franco.
Thank you, Juana.